NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
I am Zani Hall, and my EP is called Glasshouse.
She bought the new collection, sequins and deception. Should've read my gift in something that's not for you.
So you have just come out with this beautiful new EP, Glasshouse. Tell me about it. How would you describe this EP?
It's interesting because, like, obviously my overall genre is kind of indie rock, but in this EP, it was kind of a lot about growing up, and I wrote all the songs from different ages where I liked different music, so I tried to incorporate, you know, a lot of the music I went through phases and in the songs. So there's lots of, like, there's pop and punk rock and shoegaze, and but it all kind of comes down to indie rock, yeah.
Yeah, and so is that the type of music you like to listen to as well? Or do you like to create completely different music to the stuff that you listen to?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I like so many genres, but I mostly listen to indie rock. Like, I love The Beths, and I love Courtney Barnett and that sort of stuff. But I'm also kind of finding myself going into the punk genre a bit more. I have a group of friends who are in a punk band, and they've introduced me to a lot of music. So I'm just kind of starting to go there a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and what was your process with creating this EP? Did you get lost in lyric writing, or did you find a cool riff and go off that?
Yeah, I don't usually start with guitar. I usually go on my notes app, and because I collect a bunch of little phrases and lyrics that I've written, like, all throughout my notes app, and I kind of either just put them all together and make them rhyme, or I just, you know, do hot writing, you know, put on a timer and just scribble out everything in my mind and take the good parts of that and put it in a song. And yeah, it usually makes something decent, I hope.
Yeah. No, definitely. And you were just saying before how these tracks have come from different times or different periods in your life. What was the earliest and latest age a song was made from this EP?
Yeah, so that's interesting, because I actually put it in a tracklist of order. So I've got Cindy with an S, which was the first song I'd ever written, ever, and I put that first, and that was when I was 13 that I wrote that. And then, you know, Intuition and indie rock songs I wrote when I was 15, almost 16. I'm 16 now. And yeah, so you can kind of, when if you listen to both and compare them, there's just a huge difference to sort of writing and structure there, yeah.
And how long have you been creating music for? Because, I mean, 13, that is so impressive that you were so creative, you know, in this way so early.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad was a musician, and I actually, in a weird way, that kind of inspired me not to be a musician, because I, like, you know, I'd go to his gigs and I'd see him on stage and I'd go, like, how do you do that? But then when I went to intermediate school, I kind of found myself really enjoying English and poetry and all that stuff. And I knew how to play guitar. I didn't know if I could sing. And I just sort of tried it out. And it ended up being really, you know, therapeutic and really awesome for me. And so I just kept doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's so interesting that you say English and poetry were a big inspiration for the tracks, because for me, what I love about this EP is the lyrics. And I mean, the first track we are talking about, Undergrown, has some beautiful lines like, I was in the mirror with one face, or I'll get growing pains with the things that you say. Could you take me through this track in particular and tell me what the song's about?
Yeah, Undergrown is awesome. It's the second song I ever wrote, actually, when I was 13. And I remember I was walking home one day and I'd been kind of let down by a friend. I don't actually remember who, but and I was just kind of, you know, having a sulk and stuff like that. And then I had a realization that all of my friends are really immature. And that sounds so stuck up to say out loud, but like, I found myself feeling a bit too sensible. And, you know, I was a 13-year-old girl and everyone was going through their phases. You know, everyone was doing all this like silly rebellious things in school and stuff. And I remember I just look at people doing all these crazy shit and I'd be like, how, you know, how are you doing this? Because I could never see myself not doing what I was supposed to do. Like I was kind of a goody two shoes. I was a really sensible kid and I was found joy in being obedient. And all my friends started like doing all this crazy stuff, like nothing like illegal, just like talking back to the teacher and like stupid stuff like that. And I was just going, oh my god, like how do you do that? And I had people in my family going like, you know, you're mature for your age, like you're just, you know, you're not gonna do that stuff if you don't want to, because that's just not you. And I'd be wishing that it was me. I'd wish that I could act like people my age, because I was that age and I was still going through things that everyone else was going through, but I couldn't act like they would act. And yeah, that's kind of just what the song kind of outlines. But I guess also what I love about writing is that people can interpret, you know, things how they want to. And that was what I went through, but it could also be seen as what resonates with another person. A song that I wrote when I was at a Catholic school, which I don't know, Catholic schools, they're quite interesting. I had to wear a uniform and religious education was compulsory and I wasn't allowed to wear makeup, I wasn't allowed to have my hair up, I wasn't allowed to wear like black socks, I don't know, like just sort of weird stuff like that. And you know, like anyone would feel, I felt super trapped and claustrophobic in this situation, because it's a school, you're going to be there for years and it's going to really stick with you and stuff. And I just, that thought just like bummed me out. Like I was like, oh, just don't want to be here, you know? So yeah, I started to feel jealous of people who were at different schools who like had mufti and co-ed and could express themselves in ways they wanted to express themselves, where I was kind of stuck being forced to be a clone. And I had like teachers would give you detentions if you didn't look the same as everyone else. And that concept was just wild to me. Like, I just did not understand that at all. And so, space really outlines being trapped to the thought where it's like, I just don't want to go. And, you know, I use lots of metaphors and that to also describe the phases that I was in during that time. And I would, like, there was a lot of self-sabotage with that Catholic school, because I would like purposely try to say stupid things in my essays to piss the teachers off about me not being super religious and stuff like that. Like, that was also like, from undergrad I was sensible, but this phase I was like, I don't want to be here, so I'm not going to be here properly, like that sort of stuff. Yeah, but overall just claustrophobic, trapped, don't want to be here sort of thing. Yeah.
Uncooked toast on the table, preparation for apocalypse. If there's an earthquake, I'll be able to cover my face in pretty dishes. I got bored, so I wasted my wishes. Don't accept the kismet. Come see that this motel is running out of business, with your pool as empty as your words. Where the hell the singing birds?
Singing birds.
I'm out of space, and you are in my place. Out of space, and you are in my place. And I'm caught up in your heel-y schemes. I'm spending day and night and day and night burning calories, just try to feel what I feel. If I even feel anything, I'm out of space, and you are in my place. When you feel out of space, and you are in my.
From space, and it's a song about making that change and actually moving to Springs, my new school. And I just suddenly had all these really exciting things happen to me. You know, I was making these new friends and I was taking new subjects, and even like for the first time I had a crush on someone, and I'd never experienced that before ever. And that the song was kind of just going like, oh my god, all these things are happening and they're adding all these like exciting little twists to my life, which just makes it so much better. And I actually, while I was writing the song, while I was in the process of writing, I actually ended up like dating someone for the first time. And that was like that just gave me so much motivation. I was kind of up to the last kind of chorus. I was just finishing it, and I was like, how do I end this song? And I was like, oh, that's like, you know, my partner was the icing on the cake, and that can be like my little ending, like, you know, you're the honey star of my life, sort of thing. Yeah. And, you know, that Honey Soy, I listened to it and it just brings me back to that time. It was like, I think I was 14 years old, turning 15. I was in year 10 and I had just moved to my new school, and everything was happening for me all at once. And it was just such a good feeling. And it just felt like, because I already had like a good life, I was already super happy, but this just made it like 100%. This song, Intuition, is one of my favorite songs on the EP. It brings me so much like serotonin to listen to, but it's one of those songs that, you know, does need to be interpreted by listeners in their own way, because it's so complicated in a personal way. But it's about anxiety, and it's not just like the, oh my god, I'm so nervous. It's like what is actually going on in my head while I'm like out in public. Like the verses, they're kind of just the random thoughts that cycle round your head, that's just like going, take notice of every little thing just in case something happens. You know, that's why I talk about like really random things in the verses, because I'm going like, this is happening, that is happening, that is happening, but we don't do this. And it's like meant to be just kind of a cluster of thoughts and feelings and stuff. And like, and then, you know, the first verse ends with like, I'm being driven to the edge. And that's kind of, that's kind of what the cycle in my head kind of does for me. And then the choruses, the lyrics are really crucial in there, because it's kind of explaining that when you are generally like anxious, nervous person, you always feel like you're gonna like mess up in some way, like you're going to do something wrong, no matter what, like, because you always do. So I was going, like, it's a prediction because I know me. Like, I'm saying that this is going to happen because I know, like, what I'm like and I know what I'm going to do, which is, you know, Taylor song, intuition, like, you know what's going to happen. Yeah, and I just, oh, this song is just so awesome to me. It's my favorite. But the second verse was, again, super random, but it kind of, you know, I went back to my childhood, and it was kind of like, I've always been really awkward from a really young age. Like, I thought I was so funny when I was little, and I just wasn't. I guess that's, like, with everyone. And then, you know, the chorus goes on and on and on in the second bit, and it's more of, like, this always happens. I always do this. I always do that. And then I was saying it's a tradition. It's, you know, it's revision from last year. And a line that I was quite proud of myself for writing was, I know last year better than I know you, which I think really displays the fact that, like, I know what I've done in the past, no matter how awesome and kind you are, I'm still gonna feel embarrassed and I'm still gonna do something wrong, and that's okay, but, like, it's still gonna happen. And then I just finish a song with kind of like, oh well, at least I'm learning every day. Where's the lesson in heaven, sort of thing? Yeah, which is just, the lyrics for me just make the song the song. It makes intuition intuition.
Fathers that mock their son, I didn't count their home run, and I'm outdone by anyone. Especially those pictures people frame and then complain. Oh, back then I was in so much pain, I get it, but I don't know what to say. Look, there's a man on the ledge, seems to be true.
Songs is it's about a lot of things, but this is mainly personal growth, like most of the other songs, but, you know, that's the main sort of thing. And it's quite vulnerable, you know, it's quite direct. It's just me going, like, this is how it is, I guess. And the verses, I was, like, talking a lot about how I always say sorry. And I usually don't even notice that I'm doing it, but I've been told that I do that too much. And it's just like, you know, it was a time in my life when I had met all these cool people and I kept trying to, like, change myself, whoever I was around, I guess. And I would always just, whenever I did break out and, like, you know, the person that I am, the singer, the how I dress, like, every time I accidentally, I guess, was myself, I'd always apologize for being that person, which obviously isn't cool, but you know, everyone goes through that at some point, and like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, but apologizing for being yourself is never that healthy, I guess. And then the song progresses, and I think in the song we really tried to fully just like kind of change the whole song structure and dynamic to show that massive change, you know, when something just hits you and you're like, nah, not doing this anymore. Because there was a point in my life where I was like, you know what, I'm just not gonna try fit in, it's too much. These people aren't intimidating at all, and they're not scary, they're literally just other human beings. And I just decided that I'd just be myself, because people lie and people do all this stuff to make themselves feel better, and one of those things is like telling you that you need to be something when you actually don't. And yeah, that was me going like, I'm gonna keep playing my indie rock music, because you know, some people didn't like it, but I'm gonna keep doing it because I love it, and I'm gonna keep being myself because I love doing that too. And you know, if someone has a problem with it, then that's okay. And then the, you know, we go back to the kind of first verse sort of vibe at the end of the big chorus. And it's me just going like, my dad actually helped me write this in the song, but it's basically me going like, I have had struggles with finding out if it's okay to like things that I like. And I was genuinely sorry, but now I'm not. Yeah. I've obviously explained a lot of personal experiences in the song, but I just really want people to interpret the song with whatever resonates with them, because I think that's what music is all about. Yeah.
I've noticed that my life always changes in August. I've noticed I lack self-motivation in autumn. I know that you don't like the music I'm playing. Sorry to hear that you feel sorry with the things I'm saying. I've noticed that I'm always the one holding hair back. I've noticed that I'm always the one holding tears back. I'm sad to say, it's become a guilty pleasure. It's always a sad song, and I'm always sorry.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.